Here's Pastor Brian as he concludes this week's study.
Welcome to the program today, and this will be our last study in looking at the prophecies of the book of Daniel. For the last several weeks, we've been focusing on this book, on the prophetic aspects that are there, and we find ourselves today in Daniel chapter 12, and we'll cover verses 4 through 13, which once again brings us back to that important term in this book, the abomination of desolation, when it'll take place, what it'll be, and what will happen after that event. Verse 4 starts this way, "But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase." And so here Daniel is told to seal up the book, or shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. The time of the end is a phrase relating to the last days. And so here he says to seal it, which means to preserve it, to keep it intact for those that are in the time of the end. And he does say that many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. And here in the context, what it means is not that knowledge in the sense that we're going to acquire more scientific knowledge or knowledge about the universe. It primarily means knowledge about the end times, but it's in the last days when this knowledge will increase. And as we come closer and closer to the time of the end, to the time when the Lord returns, the more clear the Bible is going to seem. So the truths that are contained in the book of Daniel, many prophetic portions of Scripture are primarily for those in the last days, as they could see the events take shape, they could see that the Lord's coming is near, getting them ready and prepared for that great day. Verse 5 says, "And I, Daniel, looked, and there stood two others, one on this riverbank and the other on that riverbank. And one said to the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river, 'How long shall the fulfillment of these wonders be?' Then I heard the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven, and swore by him who lives forever, that it shall be for a times, times and a half a time, and when the power of the holy people has been completely shattered, all these things shall be finished." So here it is going to focus on the times, times and a half a time, which in previous studies we've proven that to be a reference to a 3.5-year period. So here it's primarily focusing on the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period, and what's going to happen during that time is the holy people has been completely shattered. And unfortunately, that is one of the main focuses of the tribulation period, is that the nation of Israel will suffer great persecution. And that's why Jesus said in Matthew 24, verses 15 and following, that when you see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, that's when you need to get out of Judea. That's when you need to go out into the wilderness, because there's going to be great trouble that'll hit the nation of Israel. And that's why as you read the book of Revelation in verses 6 through 19, you see a focus on the land of Israel. The two prophets that are there, they prophesy for 3.5 years there in Jerusalem. There's a great earthquake that takes place. It hits Jerusalem and brings devastating effects to it. You see the 144,000, the 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel. You also see the temple being mentioned. All this goes back to a focus on the land of Israel, when the holy people are going to be completely shattered. They're going to be devastated and wiped out and martyred and persecuted. But at the culmination of that, the Lord's going to come back and establish his kingdom and bring blessing and honor and prestige to the nation of Israel once again. In verse 8, he says, "Although I heard, I did not understand. Then I said, 'My Lord, what shall be the end of these things?' And he said, 'Go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end.'" And this is why I mentioned in verse 4, this knowledge that's going to increase is primarily a knowledge of the prophetic scheme as recorded within the Scripture. Because he tells Daniel, these words are closed or sealed. They're not for you. They're not for your time period. They're for the people, the time of the end. They will see things more clearly. And one of the main aspects of biblical prophecy that helps us see the Bible so much more clearly is in 1948, when Israel was restored to the land and became a nation. That one piece of information was a giant piece of how all the pieces of Bible prophecy fit together. That made things so much more clear as you read through prophecies relating to the nation of Israel. So we're seeing things more clearly than our ancestors were able to, because we're getting closer and closer to the time of the Lord's return. We're definitely more closer than yesterday and closer than 1,000 years ago. Nobody knows the time or the hour, but we're definitely closer than the last generation. And as the end of the time comes nearer, people will be able to understand the prophetic aspects of the Bible more clearly. Verse 10 says, "Many shall be purified, made white, and refined." And that's primarily the nation of Israel being purified, made white, refined, meaning God's going to bring salvation and cleansing and forgiveness to them. Also, Gentiles will experience this, but again, primarily the focus is on the nation of Israel. "But the wicked shall do wickedly." This is the amazing thing about the tribulation period. It forces people to make a decision. Even when the wrath of God is being poured out, people will know it, and it says that they will gnaw their tongues because of the pain, but they will not repent, because man loves darkness. His deeds are evil. And so there's going to be the righteous, and there's going to be the wicked. And as the last days approach, that separation is going to go greater and with greater intensity. And especially during the tribulation period, people are going to have to make a decision either to follow the Antichrist or be faithful to Jesus Christ. And none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. So God's going to give special insight and understanding to biblical prophecy in the last days as people draw near to him and are loyal to him. Verses 11 through 12 are probably the most important verses that we'll look at here in Daniel chapter 12. It says, "And from that time that the daily sacrifice is taken away, and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. And so the abomination of desolation, which we've looked at in previous studies, discussed also in Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, is when the Antichrist will go into the temple of God, as also described in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. He'll stop the sacrificial system, and he'll claim that he is God and demand to be worshipped as God. Then according to Revelation chapter 13, that is probably when the mark of the beast or the number or the name is going to be placed on people to show their allegiance to this man, that they worship him as God and follow him as God. At that point, Daniel here says that there'll be 1,290 days. And that's understood by most, that that's when the Lord will come back, is after that 1,290 days. So here you have a prediction that when the abomination of desolation takes place, 1,290 days later, things come to an end. Now, this verse does have some difficulty to it, because Daniel 9, verse 27 says that the abomination of desolation will happen in the middle of the week. Many Bible interpreters take that to be exactly at the 1,260 days, or right in the exact middle. Now, it doesn't say exactly in the middle, but just a general term in reference to the middle. And maybe here in verse 11, Daniel's being more specific, that it doesn't happen at the exact 3.5-year point, but actually a month earlier. So after the tribulation period starts, there'll be 3 years and 5 months where the Antichrist will rule with a false peace. And at that point, right at that exact point, he'll commit the abomination of desolation. Then 1,290 days later is when the Lord will come back and squash the Antichrist and his kingdom. And I believe that's the way verse 11 should be interpreted. So although Daniel 9:27 says in the middle of the week, Daniel 12:11 makes it a little more precise, and it's 1,290 days. It would be at the 3 years and 5 month period of the tribulation period. Then in verse 12 it says, "Blessed is he who waits and comes to the end of the 1,345 days." Now this also creates another difficulty, because now you have an additional 45 days. What happens during these 45 days? And most premillennial scholars would interpret verse 11 and 12 in this light, that the abomination of desolation, the time where the Antichrist claims to be God and stops the sacrificial system, takes place, and then there's 1,290 days, and then the Lord comes back, and then for the next 45 days, the Lord is actually establishing his kingdom. Because you have to remember that the millennial kingdom, that thousand-year reign of Christ, will actually be 24-hour days, just like time we're experiencing now, and it'll take time for him to establish his kingdom. The first thing that he'll do is actually bring all the nations before him, separate the sheep from the goats, and bring judgment to the nations. Also, the book of Ezekiel chapter 20, verses 33 through 38, seem to mention a specific judgment that God will deal with the nation of Israel by themselves. And that'll take some time as well. Then there'll also just be the establishing of the Lord's kingdom, establishing of his government, and placing people in authority of how he wants them to rule and reign during this time period. And so those that come to the end of that point and are existing and living in the millennial kingdom, those are the ones that are truly blessed. So to put these two verses together again, the abomination of desolation happens, 1,290 days later is when the Lord comes back, and then the next 45 days is when the Lord's establishing or setting up his millennial kingdom. Verse 13 says, "But you go your way till the end, for you shall rest and will rise to your inheritance at the end of the days." So for Daniel, these truths do not apply to his actual lifetime. They're not going to take place in his life. He's going to go to his place of rest and will rise again to his inheritance. So he will die, he will rise and be in the presence of the Lord. And these events that are being described will happen in the last days. I hope these studies in the book of Daniel have been profitable and helpful for you to understand the prophecies that are contained in this wonderful book. If you'd like to study these prophecies further, the Calvary Chapel Bible Ministry School has correspondence courses on the book of Daniel, as well as other related topics such as end times, Christian Doctrine 1, Christian Doctrine 2, New Testament Survey, Old Testament Survey, and other courses. And if you would listen for the number that's going to be given at the end of the broadcast, we'd be more than glad to help you in your studies of the Word of God. Or if you'd like to study, you could call us and get the tapes that we've done over the last 4 weeks on the book of Daniel. But one of the things for you to understand is that 25% of the Bible relates to prophecy one way or another. So it's an important aspect of Christianity. And I hope that our studies have helped take some of the mystery or difficulty out of studying prophecy, that you're not afraid to look at these portions of Scripture, but you need to come to an understanding of the prophecies that are contained in the Bible, because they have an impact upon our life. They give us an urgency about our service to the Lord, as well as an understanding of what's happening in our lifetime. So we don't have to be fearful. We're looking for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Lord's laid it out exactly how it's going to take place. So it inspires our faith and trust and confidence in Him, as well as gets us ready to be with Him. So you need to continue to study in one way or another the prophecies that are contained in the Bible. So I challenge you to study in one form or another this aspect of prophecy that relates to the second coming of Jesus Christ. And if there's any way that we could help you study biblical prophecy or any other aspect of doctrine, that is our supreme desire, and it would be a great blessing to us if we could do so.